He truly is a Milwaukee treasure. Let's welcome the one and only John McGivern to the Dave and Carol Morning Show. John, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Now, whenever you do a show like this, I'm always curious. Do you get emails from people saying, hey, I saw your show. It was a great show. I love your show, that kind of thing.
Well, I get a lot of emails anyway, just mm-hmm. so you know. And some of them are kind of beyond belief. And I wanted to share just one that came the other night, which I was like, well.
And this is a legitimate email that came to you.
Here it is.
Okay.
Hi, John. My daughter and I saw your show Thursday night. You are outrageously funny. Your show was one of a kind. However, we were in the front row, and I do realize you had to speak loud so everyone could hear you. I am saying this out of courtesy. Maybe consider using a microphone. There was a lot of mouth spray coming through your lips, honey.
Oh, my God. You were spitting on people?
I don't mean to embarrass you, but I would not want anyone to say bad things about you because of that. I am still talking about the show with my friends. But, well.
Oh, no.
There was a lot of mouth spray coming out of your lips, honey.
You are the mouth Gallagher.
Oh, no.
So I wrote her back, of course, and said, have you. Well, and if you talk to anybody, you know, who does this for a living, like, that's what happens. You know, if you're talking for 2 hours, you're spitting on people if they're in the front row, you know. So I wanted to tell Dana in Kenosha that I was sorry for spitting on her, but next time get a seat in the second row.
Or just wear that big sheet of Visqueen.
Don't they have you mic'd, though?
No.
Now they do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. So.
In the theater world.
Yes, in the theater.
And that's spelled Ari.
Oh, don't you hate that?
Would that be like the, I'm trying to think of the equivalent, but is that going mic'd? Is that like cheating?
No.
Is that one of those things where it's like, oh, he had to go mic'd? I'm trying to think of what it would be, you know, like an equivalent in somewhere else where it's a crutch. Where like the old school people went, he used a microphone.
You know, if you're in a house with 500 people, which it's, as I said, it's been busy. I think it's only polite to mic yourself. You know, last night we had like 300 there, and I thought, oh, maybe I won't wear the mic tonight, but I did anyway. No, I don't think it's cheating at all.
No, I mean, I'm just saying this is that
it might be for real actors.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
not for me.
It's like, oh, he's a microphone user.
Look at him. Better that than being a spitter.
He doesn't know the art.
Oh, Dana from Kenosha.
She was trying to be nice, though.
She was, it was very nice.
John, you're funny, and I love you, but
great show, but I don't want people to talk
me. It's tough love, John.
Her daughter, I'm sure, was completely grossed out by the whole thing. That gay man with the gray hair, and that's the other thing. I love that. You know, the box office, of course, I get a call from Jim Doyle at the box office, and he says, John, I just want you to know that we got a call for, I'd like tickets to the Wonder Man. And I was like, oh, that's good. And she says, I don't want them, but my mom does. And can I ask, is it that gray-haired guy with the big gap between his teeth? Is that the guy doing it?
Oh, no.
So I'm the gray-headed guy with the big gap between his teeth called the Wonder Man, who spits a lot. So everyone come.
We've always known you as that.
I just got a phone call for you,
uh-oh,
Mr. McGivern. It's Dana from Kenosha who wrote you the email.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
So how badly did he spit on you?
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, God.
Hi, John. How you doing?
How you doing, Dana? Thank you.
The show was fabulous, but I'm glad you got a microphone.
Okay. So it was bad enough. You're just trying to be nice.
No, it really wasn't that bad. Just every time he came our way, I would cover my glass. Hey.
Dana, it was bad enough for you to write an email to him. So, yeah.
Was your daughter grossed out?
Oh, no. She loved the show.
Oh, good.
She, too, did cover her glass. I mean, the show was excellent.
What the hell, you hocking loogies?
No, it was just spray.
It was spray.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, Dana.
Sure, thank you.
Thanks, Dana.
Bye-bye.
Say hey to your daughter.
All right.